أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن عليكم حافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون. As we read yesterday, some aspects and details of the kiram and katibin, the malaika who record our deeds all the time. Here then Allah Ta'ala explains that the day of Qiyamah would come in the previous ayat, and in preparation for the day of Qiyamah, all the evidence is being gathered all the time. And just like in any court case, before the court case, all the evidence is recorded, is gathered, and a case is made. Yeah, all the time this case is made for each and every person, and on the day of Qiyamah it will be presented. And these malaika are recording everything. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ or تُمْ پَرْ نِقِتْبَانْ مُقَرَّرْتَ. And Allah Ta'ala has fixed these malaika who are guardians over you, who are writing and recording each and every action of yours. Wherever you may be, in public or private, in the day or the night, wherever you are, all the time you are doing good, it is they are there with you and they are recording it. And when you do wrong and evil, they are also there and they are recording it. And of course, when we do evil and they are there present, it hurts them very much, because they are malaika which are kiraman, which are very honorable. And to do wrong in front of an honorable person, so this is also, it should be a great deterrent for us, that we should think and realize that these malaika, they have been, we are causing great injury and harm to them whenever we are doing any wrong. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali writes, when the person in the grave, his condition is good, then whatever his children, etc., his associates do, these reports go to them. And they make dua also for a person. If he does good, it pleases them. And when we do evil and a bad report goes to them of our evil actions, it hurts them also. Though they also make dua, but it hurts them. So we should also consider that whenever we do wrong, then these reports go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. And it goes to our associates, our parents, etc., our associates also. So are we causing good to them or are we causing harm to them? Also, Allah Ta'ala has kept many other malaika for every person. Malaika lahu muaqibatu min bayni yadayhi wa min khalfihi yahfazunahu min amri Allah. Allah has appointed these malaika to guard us and protect us from the orders and the commands of Allah Ta'ala. But when we do wrong, like it is with Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, when a person speaks lies, the terrible foul smell of it, that these malaika cannot enjoy it. And they go to a distance away and till where that smell does not come. The same way when we are backbiting, then also this causes a terrible smell and they cannot take it. So all our actions have got great reactions on all those which are around us. But this is all in the ghaib, in the unseen. And this is the iman that is required from us, iman on the unseen. And this is what makes a difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim, a mu'min and a non-mu'min. That we have this iman and yaqeen, that all this is happening. It is iman on the ghaib, and that iman on the ghaib is a great regulatory factor which will regulate our lives. We have this iman, we are conscious of it also, but somehow it just gets somewhere, it gets hidden away. And we just living our life like without it existing. Like when we make salam in namaz also. How do we really think of the malaika which are there, and they are the first recipients of our salam. Whether we are making namaz in jamaat or individually, we are making salam to these malaika. But like our memories are short, but just now we made salam in our farz namaz. Did we think that we are making salam on them? So that iman that they are there and that we are making salam on them, That has to be developed within us. And so Allah says, they are kiraman katimin, izzat wale, amal likhne wale. They are those malaika which are very honorable. They are not treacherous in any way, and they are not out to harm us. They are not out to write anything wrong against us. Not one bit will they write extra against us. And they are such that whatever we do, they record also. They won't favor us in any way whatsoever. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They don't disobey Allah in the least, but and what they have been commanded to do, they do. So they are very honorable, and in that also, that they are honorable, so we should be careful of our actions. In front of honorable people, we are doing bad and evil. This harms them very greatly. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. جَانْتَ هِي جُو كُچْ تُمْ كَرْتَ هُو. They know all the time, everything which you are doing all the time. Whatever you are doing, they are recording it all the time. So our actions are being recorded by the kiram and katibin, the farishtas who are sitting on our shoulders, and we have the shifts from fajr to asr, asr to fajr, and they are recording each and everything. And our actions are being recorded inside our intentions that Allah Ta'ala knows. So consequently, all our actions will be presented, even if they were done with evil intention. But on the day of Qiyamah, then Allah will say, this was not done for me. You did this for name and fame. You did it for worldly gain. You did not do it for me. And then those actions will become haba and mansura. They will just fly away like dust in the air. And big, big actions will have no value on that day if the intentions were not correct. So in these ayat, the main thing is this complete yaqeen on this ghaib, unseen system of Allah, which is definitely existing and which is definitely in operation all the time. Besides these malaika, there is a huge system of Allah that is in operation all the time and which overrides and supersedes the system of this world of cause and effect. May Allah bless us with the true yaqeen, and at all times that we be conscious, for that Allah gave us our five times namaz, and that our namaz is to bring that yaqeen on akhirah. And yaqeen on this malaika when we make salam, and many other aspects of namaz that should change our lives completely. May Allah give us the reality of namaz as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.